All of us agreed that the area has great potential in oil and gas industry. And I had the pleasure to mention to Awomefia and the members of the Traditional Council that Cabinet had approved and passed on to Parliament an exploration agreement for the Swiss Africa Company to begin exploration in the Keta Basin for oil and gas. Indeed, before Parliament rose, it approved the exploration agreement. And so it opens the way for the company to begin oil and gas exploration. Now, the advantage of oil and gas exploration is that it requires service. And so if oil and gas is taking place within the territorial area of the Keta Basin and the Southern Volta, then it means that the service facilities that service that exploration will be established here and can create jobs for our young people in this area. We also discussed the Southern Volta Basin Development Authority, which is an authority that is dear to the hearts of the chiefs and people of the Southern Volta. The National Development Planning Council has been working on the Southern Volta Basin Development Authority, and government has decided to set it up. And so we're going to take the first step of doing that by setting up an implementation committee. Then we also agreed that is also going to the manifesto. We're going to start the feasibility study for the establishment of a deep sea port in Keta. But in the meantime, we're working on the landing sites. As you are aware, we identified 11 landing sites under the China Development Bank loan. The loan stalled, that facility, even though it was approved by Parliament, it stalled. But recently, I've set up a task force to revive the China Development Bank facility. And that task force has been working assiduously. And it is my hope that the various sites that were identified to receive the fish landing sites will soon see work on those landing sites. We also are going to improve the road network in the Southern Volta area. And so several roads have been identified for work.